Hey everyone, this is Kurt Franken with Leading LDS, and this is a different type of episode. It's an introductory episode where, you know, we have over 50,000 monthly downloads, new people that are finding Leading LDS all the time. And I want to make sure once they land here that they know, kind of have an explanation of what this is and what we're trying to accomplish. Because I know from time to time, when I find a new podcast to listen to, I sometimes wonder, now, what is this about? What type of episodes do they produce? And it takes, you know, one or two or three episodes for me to figure out, like, oh, I get it. So I just want to create a quick episode that, as maybe you're a new subscriber to Leading LDS, you'll see this, listen to it. It's just a short episode and understand what we're trying to accomplish at Leading LDS and what we're about. Now, what is Leading LDS? Well, in short, Leading LDS is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. You know, we have a board of directors where we have tax exempt status. So all the donations we get are 100% deductible for our donors and contributors. Now, Leading LDS is not owned or operated by the LDS Church. And I'm very clear at Leading LDS. And I try to be very clear in stating that. And in no way are we trying to position ourselves as if we are the LDS Church. I've actually worked with the LDS Church to gain permission to use their trademark of LDS. And so all that legal paperwork is done. So I didn't even know that was a trademark, but we made a connection there and did everything to get their permission to use LDS. And maybe it's a name will change in the future. I don't know. But for now, that's really what we are, Leading LDS. And our mission statement is to enhance leadership ability and capacity of lay leaders in order to accelerate the mission of the LDS Church. And quite frankly, the simple way to say that is we help lay leaders confidently say, I know what to do. As many of you know that are maybe listening to this have experienced being a leader in the church, obviously this is a lay ministry, and there's minimal training that you receive. You're kind of you're given a handbook and maybe a manual and said, read this and good luck. And if you need help, well, you can ask me questions, but I'm still trying to figure out myself, right? And so we try and focus on the ability side of leadership. How is it you can actually lead in an organization? And in a secular world, if you're called as a middle manager, you know, they may have an HR department that has training, or they may send you to a training to develop your skills as a leader as you progress through that company. But, you know, in the LDS Church, that type of training just isn't at our grasp. And so that's what we're trying to create as a service for the leaders in the LDS Church, is an organization people can come to and say, I don't know what to do, so tell me what it is I need to do. And so that may be motivating people, how to run meetings, how to public speak, whatever skill or ability is related to LDS leadership, we generally try and cover and talk about. Now, who am I? Well, my name is Kurt Franken, like I said at the beginning of this episode. I'm from West Valley City, Utah, born and raised there. My parents still live in my childhood home. And I was raised in a very traditional, very orthodox LDS family, which I loved. I'm the youngest of four siblings. I have two older brothers and an older sister. My older brothers and I, all three of us, actually served as bishop at the same time, which was an awesome experience to get together on a Sunday and kind of talk about the experiences they had and share, you know, what works for them and what doesn't, and had some great conversations there. But so graduated from Granger High School in 2000. I was excited all my life, you know, since primary, saying, I hope they call me on a mission. I was excited to be a missionary. And so I put in my papers after high school, and I was called to the California Sacramento Mission. I was a Spanish-speaking missionary, and my Spanish is a little rusty, but I still try and use it from time to time. But I had a great experience there, and it was such a development experience for me. I served as a district leader, and really that was my first exposure to leadership. Even though it was just a handful of elders, I never did become a zone leader or assistant, but that was sort of my first taste of leadership. Came home from my mission and started attending a young single adult ward, and that's the ward where I met my wife, Alana. My wife's from Pingree, Idaho, just outside of Blackfoot, went to Snake River High School. Such an incredible influence in my life, and I hope to get her on the Leading LDS podcast for some interviews. She is inspiring, and you really don't understand the sacrifice, really, that she's put in to Leading LDS, and I hope to someday honor her for that and make that more public, because, man, she's done so much for this organization and influencing me and being the type of wife that I need. As many of you know, serving in leadership in the church, the wife is crucial, or the spouse, right? Whether you're a Relief Society president or a bishop, that spouse is crucial for your success as a leader. And so hopefully you'll be able to meet her as we move forward in the Leading LDS journey. I have two kids at the current state of this recording. I have a 5-year-old girl, Devery, who's in kindergarten, and a 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old, Taysom, who are, I mean, they're just awesome. They're the light of my life. Every cliche, every parental cliche I could say, you can insert here. Just, I just love my kids and my family. We just have a wonderful relationship. Now, who I am really ties into the leading LDS story. You see, back in the young single adult ward where I met my wife, I was actually called as the elders quorum president in that ward. And it was really, you know, I was a district leader on my mission, but this truly was my first full-on experience with lay leadership. And, you know, I had a quorum of well over 96 elders, which is the allotted amount we learn in Doctrine and Covenants. Just a huge quorum that I presided over. And man, I made every mistake. Every cliche, every typical mistake you see an elders quorum president make, I made it. You know, I spent 90% of my time and effort in that calling in the clerk's office, organizing home teaching routes. I had two counselors, but I didn't know what to do with them. I think back that there's not one direction I gave to them. They sort of showed up with a smile on their face and did their best to support me, but I did not use them effectively at all. But, and you know, I did the typical guilt trip lesson about home teaching and pounded the lectern and made everybody feel bad for not home teaching. And I saw my home teaching numbers decrease and it was just sort of a mess. But, you know, obviously I got engaged and married and moved on from that ward. And about a year into my marriage, we moved into a new ward and I was called into the bishopric a few months into that ward and served in that bishopric for 2 years. After that, then they called a new bishop. And when that new bishop was called, I was called as the high priest group leader. And there I was as a high priest group leader, really not wanting to make the same mistakes I made as an elders quorum president. And it was a little bit different of the dynamic, you know, instead of a bunch of college guys staring at me, it was 60-year-old men that kind of wasn't sure about me being their leader. I was 26 at the time. But nonetheless, I thought, you know, there's got to be more information out there. There's got to be people online talking about leadership in the church, leadership skills and ability. You know, I can walk into a Barnes and Noble and there are bookshelves full of books around secular leadership, around life leadership, right? But nobody is taking those Stephen Covey principles, those Dale Carnegie principles, or whomever it is, and applying them in the LDS context. And not even that, like I just wanted to talk with other leaders around there and have a community where I could go to maybe a high priest group leader in New York or Maine or Florida or Magna and say, what is it you're doing? What's working for you, right? But as I went online, I just noticed, man, there's nothing online that where people are really talking. And so I thought, well, I'm no leadership guru, but maybe I can create a platform online where leaders from across the world can come to and start talking about these common issues that we run into so that we can be better leaders. Because a lot of us are reinventing the wheel over and over again, depending on what ward we're in or what stake we're in, because we don't have contact with other leaders and understanding really what they're doing day to day, week to week. And so back in May of 2010, I bought the domain name leadinglds.com. And it was just simply a blog at first. I would read a book and take the principles out of maybe a business leadership book and take those principles and put it into write it up in a blog post and share that. And you know, it was sort of a slow go at first, like all of these, you know, types of sites are. And over time I got some traction and more input and created more articles and just kept at it. And then in 2014, I started the Leading LDS podcast, and that's really where I got a lot of traction. And I bring people on the podcast and did interviews and really, really saw some great benefit coming from not only what I was learning, but what I was helping other people connect to through these interviews. And during that time, it was interesting because I served as a high priest group leader for 2 years, and then that bishop that called me was put in the stake presidency, and I was called as the bishop of that ward, and I served as bishop for 5 years, and then I was then called into the stake presidency, and I served in the stake presidency for 2 years. And now, in the recording of this in September 2017, my family's recently moved to Woods Cross, Utah, which is just outside of Bountiful. And here I just got called as an instructor in the high priest group. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm teaching for my first time this coming Sunday. But so that's sort of who I am, our story, and how Leading LDS ties into that. Now, how would one use Leading LDS, right? It's sort of, is it a blog? Is it a site? Is it a community? What is it? Well, obviously, we have tons of articles, hundreds of articles, both written by myself and other contributors that are on Leading LDS. And the best place to start would be to go to leadinglds.org And since the podcast, it's grown and now we have filed and we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, I sometimes describe what I would like our relationship to be similar to the Boy Scouts of America, right? The Boy Scouts of America is an incredible nonprofit organization. The church is used to supplement the leadership development of young men in the LDS church, right? And so the problem, though, is that once you become an Eagle and graduate from scouting and you're an adult leader, there isn't a similar resource. And so we hope as we grow Leading LDS as a nonprofit organization, we can sort of be that supplemental arm that whether the church reaches out to us directly or the leaders can, they can find resources and tools to develop themselves as an adult leader in the church, as a lay leader. And so that's the basic gist of who we are at Leading LDS. Now, how is it that you can use Leading LDS? Well, I would recommend probably the best place to start would be to go to leadinglds.org and just type in that your calling or leadership questions you have, whether it's home teaching, visiting teaching, friends of scouting, how to run a meeting, meeting management, time management, right? All these types of things. And you'll find articles and podcast episodes that will give you more information around those and hopefully help you enhance your ability in those topics. Now, obviously, just like any podcast, it'd be best to go to your, whether it's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or you know whatever podcasting app you use on your smartphone and subscribe to Leading LDS. We strive to roughly about an episode a week we put out, usually early Sunday mornings, and that way you won't miss any of the new episodes. Subscribe. We also have an How I Lead segment on the Leading LDS podcast where I sit down with everyday leaders, whether bishops or least cited presidents, just ask them, how is it you lead? How do you go about your day-to-day, week-to-week responsibilities? And those are quite popular. And then you can also check out the most listened to episodes on leadinglds.org. There should be a button, or should be soon, a button that leads you to the most listened to episodes on Leading LDS, because there's a lot. There's over 240, 250 episodes, and so it's sometimes hard to figure out where to start. And so if you just want to find those most listened to, that'd be a good place to start. We have a weekly newsletter, so be sure to subscribe to the newsletter, which is very easy to find at leadinglds.org. We have helpful products. If you go to our store, everything from the food order reference guide to the consequence stick, and there you can, and hopefully more products to come. We have a 2018 calendar that I'm in the process of getting printed that will be helpful to put in a clerk's office or a bishop's office or in a word bulletin, a bulletin board, whatever it be. So we also organize summits. This is sort of online conferences around a specific topic. We did a Motivating the Minister Summit this past year, which was a great, awesome content, over 8 or 9 hours of content all around. How do we motivate people? Because that was the number one feedback we got from our audience. And then we have teaching helps. These are just teaching helps for third hour. So if you go to leadinglds.org and type in teaching helps, you'll find, for example, in 2017, the Gordon B. Hinckley manual. Every lesson in there, we just go through, not necessarily a lesson plan, but some ideas that would help a third hour teacher better teach that lesson. And so those have been quite popular as well. And we have a great Leading LDS community. If you subscribe to all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, right? And then we actually have a Facebook group called Leading LDS Helpers, which you can obviously quickly search and be a part of. And that one, you know, we put out information or ask questions of how to make Leading LDS better and get your feedback. And then we just have discussions about leadership concerns. You know, if you have a unique scenario that you're facing as a leader, you can put the question in there and to find more help. And the last kind of part I want to go over as you're becoming more familiar with Leading LDS really goes to how to help Leading LDS, because we're a nonprofit organization. I don't have a big donor in the background that's just feeding us money. And so it's important that you understand how you can help us continue to grow and develop more, develop rich resources of how we can develop even more rich resources that are going to help the lay leaders in the church. So the first thing you can do is share it. You know, if you're a counselor in a bishopric, tell your bishop. If you're in a ward, tell your bishop. Tell your stake president, your relief society, and just say, hey, I found this podcast, this online platform, and are you familiar with Leading LDS? And you should check it out, or send them an article that's maybe focused on their calling. And that's a great way to do that. But, you know, a few weeks ago, I was meeting with my good friend, Sean, who runs the Latter-day Lives podcast. And if that's another fun LDS podcast to check out. But he mentioned to me that I should really make a more personal plea as far as what I'm trying to do with Leading LDS. And of course, you know, we have a board of directors and a ton of volunteers that do a lot, but I am full-time with Leading LDS. And so people ask me like, oh, this is a great resource. So what do you do day to day? What's your day job? And I tell them, well, this is it. And At this point, I haven't been able to draw a salary from leading LDS, and there's just not enough money coming in. And I don't, you know, and I obviously want to reinvest a lot of the donations that come in. And, but I do want to get to a point that, yeah, hopefully I can support my family and I supplement my income with, you know, I have a few consulting clients and my wife's a massage therapist and works once a week. And then just do, I'm a caricature artist as well. So I do a lot of those. And between all that, we're able to pay the bills. But, you know, it was interesting. Actually, a few months ago, you know, I had been doing leading LDS full time for about 9 months. And it's difficult at times to see the sacrifice that my family goes through. And this is the part that makes it so difficult of sharing is that I never want your contribution to be about, oh, let's help that poor guy that needs to support his family. I never want it to be about that. I want you to understand the mission that we're accomplishing. And so I sort of hesitated as I share this, but I mean, the reality is, you know, we're living in a, we love the place we live. We're in a basement apartment. It's not necessarily that I want to live in a basement apartment, but we have plenty of room and our family's happy here. But of course, yeah, we'd love to have a house and we'd love to settle down somewhere. But this is just where this, our journey's led us. And a few months ago, you know, I was really pondering over this and I thought I got to a point, you know, just looking at the sacrifice my family's taking and what I've been through and the progress I'm making in life. And of course, I would never like totally shut down leading LDS, but it got to a point where I thought, you know, I need to maybe truly consider putting this on the back burner and just doing it, even just minimizing the amount that I do this. And so I thought, you know, I'm gonna fast about this. And the decision I'm making is, I think after I set a date and I said, after this date, I'm going to go look for a full-time job and just do leading LDS very minimally. And so I fasted, and that wasn't necessarily the direction I wanted to head in, but I fasted hard, if there's a way to fast really hard. But I remember that quiet moment sitting in my office, praying to my Father in heaven as to what I should do. And the direction came so clear of, you are doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. Leading LDS is the direction for you. And I was sort of, I was baffled. I didn't think that was the answer I would get. I was also excited a little bit because that's where I want to be, but I knew more sacrifice would come in the future. So all we ask at Leading LDS is $1 a month. And I promise you, I'm not lining my pockets with this. I'm not getting rich. Sure, hopefully someday I can live a comfortable lifestyle, but we need your help. And your contribution is what's going to help the most. And whether you're a very affluent leader that enjoys the resources at Leading LDS or a poor, you know, Elders Quorum president in the far off jungles of Peru, whatever it is, I feel like everybody can give at least $1 a month. And if you can't give $1 a month, contact me and I'll tell you something else that you could do to contribute that maybe isn't money. But I just want everybody to be involved in this effort. I don't want to be about me and about what I'm doing. And sure, I sacrifice a lot of this, but what can you sacrifice, right? Now, a lot of people with nonprofits say, well, you know, what are you doing with this money? Where's it going, right? And that's a fair question. But think about this. Have you ever called Netflix and asked them, what is it you're doing with my money? I want to know what you're doing. Show me your budget and your profit loss statement, right? We never do that because Netflix just provides value for us. We don't question what they do with the money because they provide value. And I'm not saying you can't question what Leading LDS is doing with the money, of course, and we have to, you know, disclose a lot of that anyways. But the point is are you finding value with the content Leading LDS is producing? If it is, all we ask is $1 a month. Or if it is, all we ask is that you give something. And maybe it's a little as $1 a month, but if you can afford $10 a month, $100 a month, please do it. And I promise you that it will be put to good use and we'll continue to create resources that will bless leaders across the world and create more of a community so that we can accomplish not only the mission of Leading LDS, but the mission of the church. The mission of the church, that's really what we're striving to do here. More able leaders, more skillful shepherds. And so I encourage you to be a core leader with Leading LDS. And what that is, of course, we welcome you to contribute one time, but we encourage you to contribute one time. But to be a core leader, that means you're on a subscription donation basis, whether you're giving on a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription. And so it might be $12 a year, $50 a year, $1 a month, $10 a month, $100 a month, right? And by doing that, that saves us the time of retaining those donors, because that's a huge expense of nonprofit organization is retaining their donors. And so by setting it and forgetting it, you're helping us save on that expense as well of going back and retaining you as a donor. Again, all you have to ask yourself is Leading LDS producing value? And that's where you can justify your donation. If you're new to Leading LDS and not sure you want to contribute, go ahead and spend a few weeks or months trying out the content, listening to the podcast, reading articles, take a taste of what we're doing, and then consider contributing. So go to leadinglds.org and consider donating. I thank you for allowing me to be a bit more real, share more of my journey, that more of a personal request. And again, don't donate to me because, oh, this poor guy that lives in a basement, whatever. We're fine. We're happy, right? We're growing. But donate because we're making a difference in the world and that we're creating content that are blessing leaders across the world. And someday I hope to share. That's maybe one thing I need to include in future episodes of getting to know Leading LDS is just some testimonials, because I get them all the time and they are inspiring and they keep me going, if anything. And so I appreciate your support, your listening ear. Your attention is extremely valuable this day and age. And so I appreciate you giving it to Leading LDS. So welcome to Leading LDS. Go explore. And as I always say, be a leader and not a calling.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness. The loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.